Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, don't make the wrong play, Jack. If you go down official channels, you'll end up in a hopeless maze. Markov has friends in the highest levels of the Russian government. They can protect him indefinitely. If you want to access what he knows right now, you need to go through back channels.
What back channels?
Me. I'm your best chance to get the information you need in the time frame you need it.
What are you proposing?
That I speak to Markov, myself, in person.
Why would Markov talk to you?
Because I have leverage. Markov was involved in the conspiracy that put me where I am today. I didn't give him up. But he knows I still can.
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
And if you want to find Gradenko, maybe it's time you started.
Show. Experts at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Now that we've officially changed producers, I don't even know who to blame for the fact that they're both just looking at the phone right now. Like a girl who's waiting for her high school boyfriend to call, going, please, ring, ring.
You mean Gregory Itzen hasn't called yet?
No, he has. And he said he would call back in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it should well that's be encouraging. Now.
Okay, so it's the president from 24.
And really, the president who I think makes that show. I really do. I mean, I think he's fantastic. I was looking forward to telling him that. There he is right now.
Good.
The phone.
See? That's why we switch producers.
Mike. That's a good thing. That's why we switch producers. That's a good thing.
Although some habits die hard, Rob had his little notepad out and just right as, you know, why tell me before we go on the air?
Right.
Right as we are turning the microphones on, he holds up a little post-it note waiting on him to call.
Ah, very good.
You got him, Robbie?
He hung up.
The
phone disconnected.
Jesus Christ.
Who booked him?
I got a suggestion. I think it's going to be necessary to maybe have them wait a little bit. You know what I mean? Like maybe 30 seconds. Here he
That's
is.
The phone again.
All right.
Gotcha. Okay, here he is. Here he is now from the show 24. No thanks to our half-assed staff. Here is Gregory Itzen. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, gentlemen. How are you?
What a pleasure
Great
it is.
Great to have you on the show.
We should tell you that we are enormous fans. We watch every episode, and when we saw your pretty face come on camera, it was delightful to know that you're back in the storyline. It's fantastic.
And lovely he is, isn't he, with the beard and everything else?
The beard. It's a new look. It really is.
But before we get into your whole 24 thing, I bet you have got a huge a resume. But did I see you on one of the Star Trek shows? Were you either on Deep Space Nine or Enterprise?
Both.
Thought so.
I'm one of those multi Star Trek guys. I've done actually 5 different parts on various Star Trek.
I thought so. Last year when I saw you for the first time, I said to somebody, I know that guy.
I was looking, Gregory, over your resume, and I mean, you're the definition of the working actor. I mean, you have been on so many different shows, and I look at that, and I mean, this is how you make your living. I would imagine it's just a. It's a fascinating way to do an episode here, an episode there, but you're always working. Does that drive you nuts at all?
I'm touching wood on the phrase always right now. Yeah. I'm tapping wood. It's great fun, and it's also a scary proposition to be a working actor because, like you say, you move from job to job, but there's no guarantees, et cetera. So this last little stint, if you want to call it little, as President Charlie Logan, was a big gift and also a chance to do the kind of work that you don't get to do very much on TV.
That's if cool. I could ask you about the character President Logan and what you bring to it. Last year, I thought there was so much Nixon there, mm-hmm. that it was crazy with the air conditioning and the fireplace on and the sweat on the lip. how much of last year did you even loosely base your character on Nixon, or was there any Nixon in there?
The Nixon connection is, like an accident of genetics more than anything else. I mean, I have a feeling when they hired me that was somewhere in their minds. I had worked for a couple of the producers before, so they knew my work. But I realized that there is, that receding hairline and the bad posture. And the insecurity, but the insecurity, it's the character I play in any parallels that are drawn are because that's the one president we all know was that kind of guy.
He was indeed.
Yeah.
When you get called back, I'm very curious as the process with a show like 24, I realize that the plot lines and what's going to happen because of its popularity are very closely guarded secrets.
Yep.
Do you, when did you know that you were going to be coming back and that they were going to have a storyline featuring you again this year?
Well, we talked about it in the break between the show. I mean, these guys are amazing. The way they do their work is, before we're even done shooting the end of the season, they are already plotting out the next season because it's such a hard job. So we had already had talks. I mean, obviously, he couldn't come back as the president. He'd done too much and been too shamed, and it was obvious he was the loser last season.
Right.
But we did know that he was a big fan favorite. Plus, he's just a good character to have around. So we knew we wanted to, we wanted to get him back. So we started throwing around a couple of ideas. Part of what you see is some stuff that I pitched them. I thought that perhaps after he had been put under house arrest, he'd started to search him, his soul, try to redeem himself, which is now a plot line in the thing.
Right.
And they chose to make him a born again.
And I don't trust you in that regard, sir. I don't trust you. I would pull that earring out of your earlobe.
So you hold that thought, because it's good that you don't trust me. That's a good thing.
And it's not a secret that Gene Smart is coming back, right?
No, it is not a secret that the lovely Martha and I get to dance together once more.
Oh, wow. And you guys are so good together. Really. And it's so much fun to have somebody on the show where we're all fans and we all love watching it, really.
Thank you.
With the body of work, and Mike, I just got the resume, too, and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to
did
look
you
at
see
this
on the very bottom, I mean, right towards the end of the resume?
Well, I see Mork and Mindy is one of the first things.
did you see Jake and the Fat Man?
Oh, please, yeah.
Oh, my God, you've been on everything.
Please.
You've been on Friends.
Yeah.
You were on all the Star Trek shows that I mentioned, West Wing,
yeah.
Party of Five, everything. With all the stuff you've done in your body of work, and obviously, as I said, when I saw you last year, I recognized you from Star Trek, but it was one of those things where I was like, who is that guy? I know him.
Yeah.
Now being on 24, how great is it after your entire career? And excuse me if this is like a backhanded compliment.
It's okay.
I would think this is probably the most notoriety. I guess you'd walk down the street now and people would go, hey, dude.
Absolutely.
You are the president. You are the president from 24.
They say hello, Mr. President. Or
how great. How
great
is it?
It's great. It's fantastic on many levels, on that level, on the recognition level, but also I don't want to say late career, but I'm in my 50s and I've been, like you say, a journeyman actor, putting my time in and on really good shows and I've done nice work and I've done a lot of stage work too, got nominated for a Tony and this and that and the next thing. So it's not like I haven't been around, but you're right. Being on a show like 24 with the visibility and the fanaticism of the fans.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
When you say journeyman actor, it fascinates me because I look at this resume and I say it must require an awful lot of courage to hang in there, because you do go through periods of time when the phone isn't ringing, and then you go through a period of time where you've got a tremendous amount of work. How do you handle all that? And when you're doing this is your job. This is how you make your living. How do you handle that psychologically?
It's a tough row. I mean, it really is. There's a lot of insecurity involved in it. So there are times when you're anxious, and there's times when you're absolutely confident when things are going your way. And then there's the gaps where you go, I love reading stories. Henry Fonda, till the day he died, thought that every job was his last job.
Right.
I mean, insecurity is sort of one of the cornerstones of the actor's life. It's there must be something about it that attracts, you know, all of us idiots. it's like, to me, it's like the people who do X Games. Why the hell would anybody put themselves or go through that fear level or whatever? I can say the same thing about actors. I think there is something about the profession and the lack of stability that draws, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'll tell you, being one of those fanatics you mentioned about the show, I was almost ready to jump off this year because it was like...
I think a lot of people were. This has been written about. I mean, it really
it was
has.
Like, okay, I've seen it. I've been a fan all 5 years. I'm not blowing smoke. As soon as they brought you back, we came in the next day and said, oh, my God, he's back and he's got a beard.
Gregory, really, and it's not because you're a guest on the show today. I think it's really important for you to get this kind of feedback that when you came on screen... I know that the real fans of that show, collectively across the country, everyone, yeah, because, I mean, it's just it's the energy that you generated last year in that role. I mean, everybody, I guess, looks for a role like this, but it really worked for you.
And you have a lot of different speeds as an actor. Kiefer Sutherland pretty much has two speeds, either screaming or whispering. You got a lot of talent. You're really exceptionally talented.
Thank you.
I had you so built up in my mind as this Nixon lookalike.
And I really hope something bad happens to you this year.
You're not alone. There's a lot of that. Everybody's glad to see me back, and at the same time wishes me not well.
And the other thing that I'm sure you're tired of hearing about, so great about 24, when you first came on at the end of the episode a couple of weeks ago, I said that to my girlfriend, and she said, hold on a second. How can they bring him back? Isn't he dead? And it's one of those things where you forget what happened at the end of last year.
You do. You really do.
And it's so great that they tied it all up last week. It's like, oh, yes, President Logan's in house arrest because he had President Palmer killed. And you got the big thing around your wrist, the big beep, beep thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, do you get a lot of people talking to you like this, like retards, like I am, because they love the show
much? It's not only is it flattering because it is, but it also keeps me in, I mean, when you do a job like that, I don't know. I mean, when you do a job as an actor, you make fast friends, and then you work for a short period of time, and then it's over.
It's done.
It's done. So, this was a longer job than usual. I had an amazing time. I don't want to say all the superlatives, but it's absolutely true. The cast was a joy. I get to work with Gene Smart and Jude Ciccolella and Kiefer, obviously, and the people I got to work with were top drawer. The crew's great. And then all of a sudden, so you're in a family. It's a family relationship. And all of a sudden, the train pulls into the station, and you get off, and you stand on the platform, and the train pulls out, and everybody waves at you. And so to get this kind of feedback for work that I'm, have done, it keeps me feeling good about the whole thing and keeps it fresh for me. So
well, feel good about the fact that I think even after 24, there's definitely going to be life for you after 24. Because people are going to want. But I don't know whether this is bad news or good news. I think you got to be a bad guy again. I really do. I think it's
trust me. It's the joy and the dilemma.
The joy and the dilemma.
And just one more thing. I've always wanted to ask you. Now that I'm looking at your resume.
Yeah.
What was it like being on Major Dad? Is Gerald McCraney really all that?
It's odd because I ran into Mr. McCraney not too long ago at one of these events, and he was very...
Jealous?
Who knows what he really was? But surface of things, very gracious, very nice, and we both shared a couple of moments because who each other are. And also, I'll tell you the truth, short story, my dad was a career Marine. And he was a major when he retired.
Really?
So part of the hoot of going on that show was getting a cap and Major Dad cap and sending it home to my father.
You seem very down-to-earth, very nice guy. You should just know we're huge fans of 24, your greatest President Logan. I hope they don't kill you off. I hope they bring you back next year. I don't know how we could do it constitutionally, but it's 24.
Yeah, anything can happen on 24.
I want you to be the president again.
Yeah. I'd like that.
I mean, I want you to be the president of America again.
And be for real.
What is this? Robbie is just, are you in an upcoming movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Yes, I have. You'll love this. I play a psychiatrist who deals with her after a traumatic situation.
Gregory, are you starting to believe the ship has come in, that you're getting lucky? That sounds like an awfully lucky role, too.
It's a good role. It was an offer. Somebody just offered that one to me, so that was great.
Well, you're really an exceptional actor, and you're great as President Logan. Thanks for being on the show, and I hope you liked being slurped, because we like slurping you.
Enjoy the show, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gregory.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
That's President Logan, Gregory Itzen from 24.
Cool.
And now we get to go home and watch him tonight, which is, that's very, how often does that happen?
We had him on the phone today.
That's fun.
He's on TV.
We're big fans. That's fun. That really is fun.
It's good. It's good.
Amazing, though, when you look at this, because you go through this resume. Jesus. I mean, to be out there, how many times do you think he was just sitting there going, I can't do it anymore?
I really recognized him from Star Trek. I didn't realize that this thing.
On Boston Legal a lot.
As I look at this thing.
He was, I mean, you want to talk about a journeyman actor, but seriously, a working actor.
He's calling back. Let's see what he says.
Hello? Yes. Hi there.
He's calling back.
Wow. Or his people.
Would you like to come back on the air? They'd love to have you back for another.
He forgot something.
Yeah, come on, hold on, and come back on the air.
What do you want?
He wanted to mention something else.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Sure. All right,
well, we haven't gone to break yet. Absolutely, Gregory.
Something that I had meant to say, but we got off on tangents and talking hither and yon. I mentioned my dad was a career Marine, and I was actually born in Washington D.C. Lo, these many years ago, in a place I'm not even sure is there anymore, Sibley Memorial Hospital.
Sibley's still there.
Sibley, you bet. Of course it is.
The bottom of Nebraska Avenue, absolutely.
Yeah, so I just wanted, before I left, I just wanted to say hey to all my people there in my original hometown.
Your homies, Gregory.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks once again. Okay.
I hope you can live down having been on Arliss.
I can handle it.
All right, good talking to you, Gregory.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's cool. I didn't know he was a D.C. guy.
Wow.
Cool guy.
Bonus.
Good. Good job. That's 24, and we are obligated to say, duh, tonight on Fox. Check your local listings.
Almost got the taste of Sacramento out of my mouth.
We'll come right back with Fred's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.